Now that Sesshin is drawing to an end, we get to re-enter, so to speak, the Sesshin that our life is, the ongoing practice that our life is, which is, after all, what Sesshin is. It's a particular form of life, but the ongoing practice is really what it's about. It's really what will, in one sense, give us our life, and in another sense, require of us to maintain, support, and nurture our practice in all the various activities of our life. So, let me start with a quote from Joko. Joko says, quote, "Sitting with what's there and letting the thoughts go is really the secret of life. What you're really letting go when you sit like that is all the thoughts that swarm around your egocentric preoccupations. You know, how will it go for me? Is life going to be comfortable? Will it work out? I mean, all human beings do that. But until that self-centered orientation towards life fades away, and that's what this kind of sitting does, you can't see life the way it really is. You don't see yourself the way you really are." Close quote. That's what we're doing. We're doing this being present with what's there and letting the thoughts go in formal sitting. And we're doing this, hopefully, more and more throughout our life. We're seeing when these thoughts, or we can call them emotion thoughts, or we can call them attachments, or we can call them dreams or egocentric preoccupations, and seeing our particular forms when they arise and letting them go, if that means making an effort to notice them, making an effort to be the experiencing, to maybe notice the specific bodily tension and ways we're holding it, or whatever works for us in our life, both in the formal sitting, but also throughout our day, when we're on the phone with people, when we're talking with people who we meet face to face, when we're thinking about what was and what will be. Unless we do that ongoing work, and we just do it as we can, in a sense, sitting on a daily basis, and sitting for longer periods on times like Sesshin or weekend or even just Sunday for us or whenever works in your life, is what enables you to start doing that, being that, noticing the, as she puts it, the swarm of thoughts of egocentric preoccupations. Don't have to say it so fancily. You could simply say all the thoughts about me, not me, all the self-centeredness in the particular form that it comes up for us. You're not fighting it. You're not trying to get rid of it. You simply notice it and then be the experiencing, which allows it of itself to fade away in our life. of itself to fade away in our interactions and daily circumstances. But that means in one sense being meticulous, and in another sense doing it when it arises. Of course, we miss much of it because it's so habitual. And yet, if we make an effort, both formal sitting and at other times in our life, we start noticing it more. Noticing the swarm of them that arise. They're not there or except when they arise. When they arise and we notice it, that's the time to take care of it. There's nothing else that we're carrying around. And yet, if I say it this way, we're the venue for it to arise. And we are the opportunity. Our life is the opportunity to take care of that. And of course, everyone else you meet is doing that too. And everyone else you meet has the opportunity in their own way to take care of this. Sitting is a particularly skillful and valuable way for us. And sitting enables us to do this the rest of our life. So, all of us have had this time together sitting. Some people have had to leave early. That's the way it is. And this is an opportunity. I'll stop. I've been speaking, but I'll stop and give each of us an opportunity to say something. If you want, you could just say your name. If you want, you can say more about where you live, what you do, what something about the session, if you wish, something about your life practice. And we'll just go around. And Mushin is in charge of that. So I'll stop here and we'll also stop recording. So be aware what you say is not going to be recorded. So the Dharma talks have been recorded and this is recorded. Thank you.